Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am grateful and thankful for your consistency and pray that you are consistently inspired and motivated to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in ever greater degrees of integrity with your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am so grateful to be the one who is always exalting it, its way, its love, its light, its wisdom, its peace, its poise, its power, its potency, as that which is triumphant through all circumstances and situations, and to really remind us that we each are so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. There is nothing that we really need to be fearful of except being on the wrong side of the light of this equation. And to know that there are no ones who really have already proven that they don't have anybody's best interest at heart, that really have authority in your lives. Now, the issue that I'm bringing forward and reiterating in our now moment is that there are no ones who've been gifted to the planet to practice sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood or as multi-trillion dollar business and economy as the purpose of existence. What we're seeing is the evidence of just massive distortion and dysfunction, degradation and violation that is charged upon the blood, and it affects everything and everybody. We're needing to come to that place and space where we know that it's not just the alcohol and the tobacco and the marijuana and the cocaine and those things, but it is the drug that is the food that has affected so many ones, that has created multi-trillion dollar business in sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And so we are going to reap a harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death for the multi-trillion dollar seeds that have been sown with it, in it. And now you have the opportunity to no longer participate, no longer be a detriment to yourself, no longer be in a place where you are all right with eating hot dogs and hamburgers and all of this artificially colored, artificially flavored processed white flour dough filled garbage. You understand, which is laying foundation for all of this stuff that goes on. But we have to realize that the body, being so perfectly and divinely designed, is not designed for 90% and 99% of the garbage that we have access to as food. And under a system of capitalization, it doesn't really matter who is in the White House as long as they are not aware enough, they are not conscious enough, they are not in light enough to speak to the real issues that need to be addressed for the now moment in which we're in. And we've not seen it in any generation. I think Michelle Obama might have been the closest in terms of speaking to childhood obesity and creating gardening and initiatives for bringing fresh fruit and vegetation into the school systems. But the issue for us is realizing that as long as Coca-Cola and Burger King and McDonald's and all of them were not stopped in their process of feeding children the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and know that it's not good enough for one or two or three or four or a handful of women to say, well, let's bring fresh food into the school systems, when we have so many ones who are still so negatively and badly affected by the initiative of corporate entities and deities of death. Sickness, illness, disease, and death should not be anything that any of us are participating in, because everyone is here to serve life. But because we've not been given an orientation that really explains the whole purpose in being on the planet, so that we think it's just about, you know, working every day for a dollar until you die, or serving someone who works, you understand, servant, so that they can go to work. I'm just saying is that we're in a now moment that requires us to realize that there is purpose in existence, and no one's purpose in existence is to lay foundation for their sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood for anybody. We're dealing with serious distortion and degradation, you know, and the fact that we have the evidence, and that there are many ones to really speak to the reality that it is a global initiative of depopulation and genocide. This is the reason why in the mid-70s, I changed my diet, because I realized that the initiative at that time in the mid-70s, in the global, in the perpetuation of their global 2000 plan to eliminate over 3.5 billion people from the face of the earth by the year 2000. That plan is still in full effect. And you all hear things and you act as if everything is conspiracy, but your parents and your loved ones passing away from obesity and heart disease and diabetes and having amputations and all of this done, it's all in your face. And then you refuse to accept that there's a problem. And that the problem is a massive problem. It's not just here and there. And so those ones who are exalting as if they really have humanity's best interest at heart, but none have spoken to the massive amount of people who have passed away from the ravages of tobacco smoking or alcoholism and whatnot, and the numbers of people dying from just those two particular things have outweighed the numbers of all of the ones who were killed in the wars that America has been engaged in. You know, so all of a sudden they're wanting to do what? To have you in a place where you are signing up to be vaccinated for something that is not even real at the level where they're trying to appear, make it appear. You understand? So many of us, we grew up and still have as part of our favorite pastimes is watching movies. But the movies are created as a series of frames of events that have been put together as a storyboard, and you are given just mere frames, just views, in a 2.5 hour, if that much, to give you a whole framework of activity. Now, if movies, from war movies to the mafia, to the love stories, to all of the movies, I'm just saying is that what we've been watching as a global happening over this past year is very similar, in the sense that we've been looking at isolated incidents that have been given a story by ones and ones, to the degree to which now we're stringing this all together, and you all are feeling as though there is a pandemic that is called COVID, that is not really a pandemic. It's not as much of a pandemic as the flu or the pneumonia or the heart disease or the cancer or the obesity, of which you all have not been upset about at all. So my point is this. Feeding off the flesh of dead animals is the root of our issue. Supporting those ones, those businesses that have become the corporate deities of death for profit is the root of the evil. Nobody ever really questioned what makes a people feel entitled to capture you, enslave you, beat you, rape you, sodomize you, castrate you, set you afire, determine that you are less than human, that we have no rights, that they have responsibility to respect. They can tar and feather us. Now they can shoot our children in the street and we have no recourse. But you've never asked what makes a people this way. This is nothing natural. And I'm saying, no, these people are this way because the blood burns hot with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and fish and crayfish and all manners of other dead, decaying, rotting, and then the proliferation of maggots, worms, organisms, and bacteria and viruses that are already in the body. So what we're seeing and what we've witnessed over the years is nothing that is airborne disease, but that most people's bodies are already filled with pathogens. And the fact that we have been socialized to eat that which has no substance, no vitamins, no minerals, no electrical force, nothing that is alive in the form of pancakes, waffles, breads, donuts, bagels, biscuits, dinner rolls, pasta, rice, potatoes, chips, cookies, cakes, all of this flour stuff. Flour and water literally make paste, makes glue. And people who are dying and have been dying from upper respiratory issues, which is one of the fourth, fifth largest killer of at least 3-4 million people a year, that there has been no real concern about. That now we're having to realize that this whole thing is being staged. Why? Because they're pushing the envelope for the genocide. All right? And as long as you're killing yourselves, and they don't really have to feel a way about it. They've already called you useless eaters. You understand? Useless feeders. I'm just saying is that there is no real wealth that Europeans have really generated in and of themselves. Everything comes from the earth. The gold, the diamonds, the bauxite, the plutonium, everything comes from the earth. And the fact that black bodies as Africans and Africans throughout the diaspora who can be marginalized to the degree to which they become workforce to bring it all forward, and those who were enslaved behind the sugar industry and the tobacco industry and whatnot. I'm just saying is that there is no wealth that can be generated by men that is greater than the wealth that we each have been gifted with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And so we're having to take responsibility for coming into the mindfulness of knowing that our time to realize the way in which we're being manipulated is so that someone else is able to have some control over our lives. And I'm just saying is that you have duty, obligation, and responsibility to that which beats your heart and breathes you. That Bill Gates and Fauci and the United Nations and the World Health Organization and all of these ones are just groups of people who are eating garbage, who need cleansing as much as everyone else does. And to come to a point in place where you begin to no longer support these businesses, these industries of death. To come to a point in place where if you really don't care to live in your sickness, illness, and disease, then care to be completely cleared and cleansed so that you can really enjoy the rest of your life as the best of your life. To be in a place and space where it really matters that you have leverage over everybody else's agenda for you, particularly where you are not deliberately, intensely intentional about what it is you're living for in the first place. The now moment in which we're in is calling us to truly be recommitting ourselves to living, to understand that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as women, the perpetuator of lineages, that we cannot be authorized, we cannot be licensed, certified, and degreed by governments of any hue of people to participate in our own demise and think that we are going to get something other than demise. You cannot support the violation of other beings, feed off their body parts, and allow every atom and every cell of your being to be permeated with all manners of chemicals and poisons and then think that you don't deserve to die. But then if you're already in the progression of death, then why take a vaccination? Why, you know, facilitate and play with something that really need not even be introduced into an economy of sickness, illness, disease, and death where the seeds have already been sown, so the harvest is already coming forward. You know, the issue for us is coming to a point where we're willing to raise completely up, particularly as women, that we are gaining, reclaiming our responsibility, duty, and obligation to know that we are the perpetuator of lineages, and our degree of consciousness, conscientiousness, awareness, and commitment to life matters, and where we're not committed to living and where we are not conscious and conscientious of being warred against and whatnot, then we have become blackface under white stupidity in the miseducation and religious indoctrination of a death culture. And so whatever is the issue is that we can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and that we can raise completely up, because that really is the right response to being warred against. This now moment is filled with opportunity to really know that we who are constituting the populace of the people have much greater degree of power than at any previous time of our living, because our backs are up against the wall. You either slide down the wall and go ahead and submit and surrender your life to those who have no regard and respect for you, and you're just participating in their endeavors, or you raise completely up and remember the who that you are at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that that absolute and supreme intelligence is more intelligent than all of the ones put together, that we can really align ourselves with its purposes to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we are counted on behalf of life itself, on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and to really join forces in the reestablishment of the integrity and of the divinity of what it is to be as points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be in a mindset where it's not negotiable. We're not negotiating with sickness, illness, disease, and death. We are ever more committed to being completely cleared and cleansed, and to know that every atom and every cell of our being can be completely renewed, and we are reclaiming our right to be corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long, and to know that in our now moment, life is calling us forward, and we're responding correctly and directly with a wholehearted commitment to life itself, the laws that govern life. And the fulfillment of the law is love, and love is the harmony of truth, and the truth that we are all dwelling as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and its will, its way, its love, its light, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency can be restored as our absolute reality, that there are no men, regardless of what titles they wear or what kind of money they have access to, that is greater than the intelligence of existence, and there are no purposes that we can serve that is greater than the purposes of our being qualified for continuance in existence by being completely restored in the light of the truth of the all that we were born to be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence and presence. And so for where we are now, no matter what the issue is. Give thanks for the issue, because if the issue wasn't there, then perhaps you would not be looking to do anything differently. You know, and for those who have been listening for so long and then you're dragging your feet, you understand, you're not doing the daily cleansing. You are listening, though, because you are, I guess, entertained by me or something. I don't get it. But the reality of it is you will be held completely accountable for having heard. And very few people are in a place where they can support you or even care to support you in walking in the greatness of the one that you are. But if you're not consciously caring to be in your greatness, if you are not consciously caring to be completely healed, if you are, you know, lollygagging and half-stepping in terms of what it is you are doing for yourself, with yourself, to yourself, then you are truly going to experience that which is consistent with the choices you've been making, good, bad, ugly, or otherwise. And I'm saying, we're in such a divine time, in timelessness, that you may as well just fully engage yourselves in being completely liberated, so that we are truly all able to rejoice in the blessedness of our being, to be aligned and harmonized with the intelligences of existence, the will of existence, and to consciously care to stand on behalf of those ones who gave so much of themselves that their sacrifices were not in vain, that those of us who are living now are choosing to serve life. We are choosing to exalt life. We are choosing to stand on behalf of the wholeness of everything and everybody everywhere. We consciously care to be clearing and cleansing, renewing and rebirthing ourselves so that our body temples are restored in the integrity of being temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, because our temples are where we truly commune with the intelligence of our being. Our temples are where we really get a chance to know and to have the realizations, the revelations, and the epiphanies of God as our contemplation, our meditation, that we are able to outthink a system that is perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. We cannot be participating with our own demise and survive it. We cannot think that our being more melanin dominated than other ones is sufficient in giving us leverage in a system that is a death culture without us consciously caring to be completely cleansed from the taint of it, and are knowing that there is absolute law that governs all life itself, and that those seeds that have been sown in sickness, illness, and disease have to have a harvest that is consistent with those seeds having been sown. And so as you begin to really take stock of your choices and your lives and your commitments to being, then know that there is so much more to experience in the beauty of life, exalting the truth of the divinity of one's own being, to step into your own authenticity, to really invoke the greatness of the lineages that you represent to come pouring forward in your life, to come to that place and space where it truly matters to you, that you will reclaim duty, obligation, and responsibility as the perpetuators and the progenitor of lineages, and that your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren and all of those ones to come forward will benefit because you are living to ensure their progression. But to be in this mindlessness and senselessness and be in a place where you are just playing into the entrapment and think that, you know, everybody is supposed to really be all off into this game that these people are playing, you just can't. Because we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And there are those of us who have known the truth from the very beginning. That entrapment to create more sickness, illness, disease, and death is just going to create more sickness, illness, disease, and death. You really don't have to participate with it. You can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole right here, right now, today, and forevermore. But you cannot not make a choice and a decision in our now moment. And there are no ones who can force you and make us have to be poisoned when we have been poisoned all of our lives anyway. And that's what's creating the real pandemic of the heart disease and the diabetes and the strokes and the aneurysms and the blood clots and all of the things that people are experiencing that is really robbing them of the fullness of themselves and the fullness of their lives, because it really is a drag to be so sick to the degree to which you are on pharmaceuticals and medications and having your body parts removed. I'm just saying that these people need to be brought up on charges of crimes against humanity, that the corporate deities of death deserve to be shut down and closed down as long as you all keep eating from them, and as long as you all keep supporting these products, then you are going to literally fulfill the prophecies of dying prematurely, meeting a tragic date with fate when destiny was calling you, coming to a point in place where you are not caring to be very thoughtful, very mindful, to recommit your life to living fully. This is like the best thing that you could possibly do, is to be fully committed to living the rest of your life as the best of your life. You do not have to be struggling with anything right now, because the laws are available to us. The blockages can be removed. You are able to claim what it is you care to have as your reality, to see it clearly, to have a full faith and confidence and knowing of your worthiness and your deservedness, to be in a place and space where you are saying to yourself, if they can do that, then I can do whatever I care to do, because I'm well. I have no detriment to anybody. I don't have a desire to be warring against anyone, but those ones who are literally creating a global initiative of depopulation and genocide and then think that they can survive it, when there is absolute law, then we have to know that just because you have money does not make you wealthy when you are impoverished in your love and your care and your true knowing duty, obligation, and responsibility in the service and the exaltation of life as purpose in existence. We are all here to serve life and to exalt a full effort in our living. And no matter what our situation and circumstances are, you can be victorious and triumph over it. But you cannot continue to undermine yourself and your cells and think that you can survive it. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of the whole of existence, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures, on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, it is our time to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama. It's important for us to realize that when you have a nation that has been established on the marginalization, the disenfranchisement, the killing, the murdering of our indigenous families and the enslavement of our African families, and that those ones who have consistently applied themselves towards being educated, religiously trained under the same system that has created sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and a path of prosperity in creating multi-trillion dollar economy in that to the detriment of everything and everybody, then you have to really be thoughtful and mindful that these ones could not all of a sudden have everybody's best interests at heart when we have been in crisis for quite a while, and that tobacco and alcohol and white sugar and their products are literally the weapons of mass destruction in terms of how many people, how many families, how many lives, and how many livers have been destroyed with those products. So then by the time we look at the amount of land and water resources being used by the fast food industry, the meat industry, to graze cows and pigs and chickens, and the amount of antibiotics and hormones and larvicides, the chemicals that they spray their food down with so that their feces does not draw flies, and to realize that these things are being dumped into the waters and streams. So for government to consistently allow such violations of the earth, the water, as well as the land for profit on behalf of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industry, then it should not be rocket science for you to think and to conceive that mass media that allows for the commercialism and the advertising, the sublimation in the advertising, to put us in a place where we are seduced into consuming these products that offer us no nutrition, put us in a place where we, our bodies, our cells are saturated and concentrated and contraindicated with all of the chemical residues that have the impact and the effect of modifying our behavior to the degree to which we feel entitled to undermine ourselves, which is not the it's not what intelligent beings do. And so we, as a humanity of people of all hues, are literally being warred against by those ones who are the profiteers and the engineers of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industries, which have created the pandemic of cancer, diabetes, obesity, upper respiratory disease, suicide, and all of the other issues that have come forward in terms of the lupus, the sarcoidosis. I mean, the list of disease can go on and on from AIDS to ZITS. So our being aware and being conscious and conscientious that government, if to really be government, has to have the wellness of everybody in mind and in heart. We cannot be government and be serving self-interest of the corporate deities of death and then think that they really have your best interest at heart, being influenced by those who feel entitled to facilitate a global agenda of depopulation and genocide. And so, as one who has cared and has seen through so much of this for over four decades plus, and been on radio discussing the issues with the meeting of the inner circle, dealing specifically with the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence, you know, it matters that we have an understanding that you have to come to a point and place where you really care to step out of the way to be in a mindset where you have the wisdom and the light to do that which is truly in your best interest, because the intention is through divisiveness. They divide and conquer. And so the foundation that of divisiveness started with religion. And so under Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Brahmism, other ones, it's just that organized religion laid foundation for people being in a place where we get into a conversation about whose God is God and whose Savior and this and that. And so I'm just saying is that we're in a place now where we have to understand that we can no longer participate in the divisiveness. We cannot be divided within ourselves. We cannot be a detriment to ourselves and truly survive the planning and the plotting of other ones against us in depopulating and creating more profit in sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so I am advocating that we realize that we are perfectly and divinely designed by the intelligence of existence that animates every one of us with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that has perfectly designed us to be vehicle and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth. That this is the commonality, the intelligence of existence, or that which other ones refer to as the Most High or the Creator of all or God or whatever, is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of us, so that we should not be divided within ourselves. We should not be warring against one another. There should be no plotting and planning of anyone's degradation and distortion and dysfunction or capture and enslavement and whatnot. And you know, this is part of the history of us here, so that at this particular point in time, we have to look at our progression. We have to really have an understanding and an understanding that each one of us must exalt a full effort in no longer being divided within ourselves, that we are really caring to rejoice in the blessedness of our being and consciously caring to exalt a full effort in restoring the integrity of the divinity of our being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, being mindful and centered in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that blazes the sun, that has the earth spinning, that is responsible for all of life itself. But to realize that in our now moment, because of the pandemic or the initiative of those ones to ignore the actual pandemic of the heart disease, the cancer, the diabetes, the upper respiratory issues, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, the renal failure, the alcoholism, the drug abuse, the sex trafficking, and all of the depression and dementedness and Alzheimer's and all of that, to now make the coronavirus weigh so heavily in our minds about that pandemic. That is not a pandemic. That's a farce. That's a lie. The true pandemic is that you're still feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows in artificially colored, artificially flavored, nutritionally deficient, mineral deficient stuff that makes you vulnerable and susceptible to anything, because your body is already permeated and penetrated by all manners of organisms, worms, pathogens, bacteria, viruses. You understand? And so, but there's no contagion just from speaking and whatnot, you know? So having to cover your nose and your mouth, having to continue to inhale your exhalation of carbon dioxide and take that in back into your system in order to work or in order to shop for any length of time, when the breath of life is God. It is the maintainer and sustainer of us. We're perfectly and divinely designed to breathe. And part of the oxygenation. What oxygenation is doing is cleansing and purifying our cells, and we are exhaling that which needs to be exhaled and released, and the atmosphere, the trees and whatnot can take it and then convert it into oxygen. I'm just saying is that the intelligence of existence has outthought this thing. We really don't have to follow those who've already proven that they do not have anybody's best interest at heart. But to know that you are literally working against yourself and undermining your cells and your divine perfect functioning by feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of the flower products that actually create pus and glue and waste in your system. You understand? So when I was a little girl, the teacher would say, tell your mom to send 2 cups of flour to school and we're going to do art. Take the 2 cups of flour to school, blend it with water, and it makes paste. Paste that would allow us to re-glue China back together or do our paper mache and whatnot. But your pancakes are made of flour and water. Your pasta is made from flour and water. Your donuts are made from flour and water. Your bagels, your croissants, your scones, your biscuits, you understand, your breads, your sub sandwiches, all this is flour and water. So here is all this paste that is like glue in your lungs and your bronchioles, and what's foundational for the allergies and the asthma and the COPD and the sinus headaches and all of this stuff, because we are not acknowledging that we're divinely designed and we are breatharian first. Everybody has to breathe. Breath is the gift that animates our lives. And because we're perfectly and divinely designed, nobody is designed to really feed off of the carcasses of dead animals, because we don't have the hydrochloric acid to dissolve it. There's no nutrition that we can get from it. You're eating animals that are not found naturally in life. You understand? So years ago, and sometimes currently, depending on where you are, where the people are catching raccoon and possum and squirrel and rabbit and deer and all of this, and they're hunting and killing and freezing these animals' body parts so that they can eat all winter long. You understand, that is not a necessity for us, and we are in a place and space where we should be representing the progression of our humanity, the progression of our being rightly aligned with the intelligence of our being, the progression in our being conscious and conscientious of caring to function as whole beings, our male and female selves, harmonized in under the Godhead that allows the light to be fully activated in us as us. These bodies are the vehicles and vessels for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And the intelligence of existence has given us the capacity to create, the capacity to think, to contemplate, to meditate, to receive, to image, to imagine, to really activate all of the gifts that we've been given, so that we are taking responsibility and able to respond to the need to create heaven on earth, to be in a perfect peace, a perfect poise, and harmonious with the intelligence of existence. It really matters that we care to be rightly aligned with life itself. But there is no contagion and there is no disease that is just a natural thing other than in the violation of the order of our being. And so because of the spirit that inhabits our bodies has come from another realm of eternity, the earth herself is still in eternity. You understand? Now we can acknowledge the change of the calendar, and it's being 2021 now by virtue of a calendar, but we are always in a now moment of eternity, and the new frequency or the new year is really at spring. And so we're consistently perpetuating somebody else's agenda that is not harmonious with the wholeness that is foundation in the progression of us as a humanity of people. On behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, they have it right. I'm just saying is that of anything and everybody that deserves their liberation, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures deserve their liberation. You are supporting the violation of billions of animals. You understand the beef industry, those who are using land and water resources and whatnot for cows so that they can graze cows to kill them so that they can rot in your intestines. I'm just saying is that this is a progression of error. And these errors are what's foundation for all of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes and whatnot. There have been more people who have died from tobacco misuse and abuse and alcoholism and the white sugar being the most pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world. You understand? Then all of the people that have fought and died in all of the wars that these people have engaged in and are still engaging in, because there's profit in death. There's profit in killing. There's profit in warring for those ones who invest in it. All right, and so I'm just saying is that the issue is that because we are immersed in nothing but absolute and eternal law, that what you do unto others shall be done unto you. So real eyes, the real eye that sees through every eye, we are not able to really exalt the fullness of the divinity of our being when you are complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with the violation of other beings and then feeding off of their carcasses, allowing that rot, decay, decomposition in your body temples, creating all manners of infestation of all kinds of bacteria and organisms and whatnot. The coronavirus thing that they got going on is the least of your concerns. And so our now moment is full of potentiality for our being able to shake off the yokes of oppression, to come to a point and place where we are exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our forgiving, our releasing, our letting go, our realignment, our divine mission and assignment to truly represent the establishment of the eternal order and to be aligned with the administering intelligence's efforts to allow humanity to be reconciled and harmonized with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. And so because we are in a now moment where, you know, these ones have been going on about the necessity for vaccinating, but they're not trying to change anything. And I'm just saying is that if there were some true sincerity on their part about the wellness of people, then they would have created a moratorium on killing all of these creatures and serving you their carcasses. All right? They would have created a moratorium on the proliferation of so much alcoholic beverage in our communities and whatnot, so that, you know, inebriation, intoxication, drunkenness laying foundation for the stupefaction where you continue to kill yourself, but then you want somebody to care about you when you are exhibiting all signs of not caring for yourself. And so in our now moment, we have the opportunity to rise completely up, to realize the entrapment that has happened, that the church and the organized religion has participated in it, because they've misrepresented themselves to the degree to which they've left out some very vital information from the people, so that the church is comprised so much of those ones who are sick and obese and ill and whatnot, when you should be in a place where there's the first place where you get support in understanding divinity of existence itself. That should be the first place where we are supported in understanding the divine design of our body temples. That's the first place that we should have an understanding and an understanding as to what it means to be bathed in the blood of Christ, or to literally have salvation through the blood of Christ. But that's not what we get in there. We get all kinds of confused and this and that. And so we go to church and hoop and holler and choir sings, and most of the people in the choir need to be completely cleared and cleansed to get rid of the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity and whatnot, so they could truly be exalting the fullness of their salvation. But when you're going to the doctors and taking all these meds and whatnot so that your blood pressure can stay a certain kind of way, and I'm like, well, ask the doctors, how long will it take your blood pressure to really balance out from the use of the medication? But it will never. And people are on these blood pressure medications, and two and three of them sometimes, without the doctors ever telling them that the reason the blood pressure is high is from all of the sludge that builds up along the walls of their arteries, their veins, their blood vessels and whatnot, that comes from the fat and the pus and the this and that from the cows and the turkeys and the chickens and the fish and all of this garbage that they're consistently consuming. And so this is why womanhood has to raise completely up, because everywhere that we are not honoring ourselves, we are not honoring the lineages that we represent. We are not truly activating the responsibility that we have as the nurturers and the nourishers, the teachers, but the healers we should be, because it is duty, obligation to exalt life, to be the perpetuators, life supporting, honoring, and whatnot. But to come to a point and place where you won't ask and you won't knock for the real answer and solution, how is it that we can just continue generation after generation in creating more and more obesity and more sickness, illness, and disease, and then don't want to do anything different? That's the evidence of having been poisoned. That's the impact and the effect of these behavior-modifying chemicals that are in the food to put you in a place where you are not able to do what all other intelligences do in exalting a full effort in your living, your loving, your being, your perpetuation of your lineages. So a woman who does not care for herself, or not caring properly for herself, exalting a true knowing of how to really feed, then she is a detriment to her families, to her children, to her husbands and her loves. You understand? So I'm just saying is that we're in a now moment that requires us to get on the right side of this equation. You understand? So all of the sisters who are in the hospitals, and all the sisters who are in the military, and all of the women who are in every aspect of health and hospice and all of that, the trauma centers and this and that, our duty, our first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to that which beats our hearts and breathes us in the exaltation of life and the order of life. But when everybody is filled with the filth of rot and decay and decomposition and viruses and bacteria and worms and organisms and parasites and whatnot, then understand that these people are exalting a true fraud, because the real issue is what we have been doing on a daily basis for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and just changing the diet is insufficient in terms of really allowing for the body to fully cleanse thoroughly from the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, and all of the chemicals that are in that stuff that they call food, that our bodies can't utilize because it's not oxygenating, it's not hydrating, it's not mineralizing, it does not open up the channels of elimination. And most people are under severe constipation as a result of all of the pus and the mucus and the flour and the starches that turn to sugar and the flesh and all of this stuff. So just hear me. Whatever they've got in those vaccinations is going to complicate your issues. The issue is, if you really care, to not be vulnerable or susceptible to the kind of cleansing that your cells are doing as a result of how much electromagnetic frequencies we're in and bombarded with the wireless technology and the 5G energies and whatnot. That's what really is going on. But then to be in a place where you will allow people who don't care for you, a thought and a mindset that has already been co-conspirating with generations of ones in this sterilization and the poisoning and the annihilation of indigenous families all over the world, native families, melanin-dominated people, and then you're going to follow them? You're going to accept what they say? Really? So the reality that there's absolute law that governs all of our being, and just as in the legalities of these people, they say, oh, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. They still hold you accountable, you know, and still fine you. And I'm saying, well, ignorance of absolute law is of no excuse. And as a result of experiencing the violation and the pain and the disjointedness and all of the issues that come as a result of not being harmonious with the order of your being, the intelligence of existence and whatnot, then your responsibility is to care to get into alignment with that which is going to bring you peace. You understand? See, peace is that which is the opposite of disease or dis-ease. Being in a state of dis-ease long enough will create disease. And after a while, you don't have the faith or the confidence to know that you can heal from everything, which is how it is so many people fall victim to being poisoned evermore with the radiation and the chemo when all of this acidity shows up and they term it as cancer of wherever, whatever. But that is as a result of what you've been doing consistently over time. And I'm saying it needs to stop. We need to be in a place and space where you understand that the way that we have been socialized and adulterated to come to a place and space where you're eating that which only is serving somebody else's interests in terms of their profit. But there is no real prosperity that this nation can have when it has some of the sickest people on the planet. You understand? So how can you boast of being so this and so that, so free and so brave and this and that, and then you're going to fall victim to the foolishness? You understand? When the intelligence of existence has gifted you so much of itself so that you can really think. But thinking is the foundation of creating, but the thought is going to be facilitated by the quality of the blood, and the blood is going to be determined by the quality of the food, and the food that we are fueling our bodies with is creating nutritional deficiency, undermining your capacity to realize the fullness of the divinity of your being, and put you in a place and space where you are questioning that which you shouldn't question, and you're not questioning that which you should. And so in our now moment, you have to really care to be restored in the light of the truth of the one that you are, is this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to understand that to be supremely intelligent means that we ain't falling for the hokey doke, we ain't falling for the garbage, and we're definitely not allowing people to inject us with poison. Nor are we going to be preparing poison and poisoning ourselves and our children. And our foundation now has to be in our care to truly serve life, to exalt life, to be blessings in life, to be enhancers and facilitators, uplifters, to come to a place and space where we are serving the purposes of our Creator, the intelligence of existence, whose intelligence is all there is, and there isn't anything or anyone who is not of it or in it. The issue for us is coming to a point and place where we are getting stronger and brighter and ever more inspired and motivated to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our forgiving, our releasing, our letting go, so that we can walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to be restored unto its cycles and its seasons. And our season now is for our liberation, our resurrection,